Are differences valued in your workplace? Are they integrated into all aspects of the way you operate internally and with all stakeholders? What is the benefit to the interpersonal engagement in your workplace when you embrace diversity in all its dimensions? Let's explore. Hey there, my name is Rox Bartel, your kick-ass coach, and this is a weekly podcast for emerging senior leaders. We seek to give you a leg up during your first 2 years in role to help you quickly master the art and practice of leadership. This is the third in our series on diversity, and I suspect you'll agree with me that we've explored this a bit differently. We look at diversity in a very broad way, but under a few common banners. Think about it. Human diversity, which is typically where we limit our talk about diversity because it really reflects who we are, you know, like marital status, race, ethnicity, age, physical ability, and even sexual orientation, to name but a few. And not every person who is in the same age or race or marital status views the world exactly the same way. So it's only one layer. Just as cultural or cognitive diversity, which often reflects how we think or process things, doesn't make people homogeneous. These would include differences in language, religion, work style, ethics and values, historical differences, to name a very small sampling. And you can't forget systems or behavioral differences, which reflects how we do things. Examples of this include education, work sector, and profession, maybe. Who we are, our human diversity, how we think and process, our cultural or cognitive diversity, and how we do things, systems and behavioral, are all broader ways we are diverse. Human beings are complex, which is why diversity is both a source of conflict and opportunity. One of the tricks is to get comfortable with the uncomfortable so you can get past the conflict and find the opportunity. Now, this is part three in the series, and we're only dipping into three perspectives to demonstrate how you would benefit from developing diversity thinking as a leader. We strongly, though, encourage you to find a thinking partner to help you navigate the opportunity and consider making diversity thinking a value or focus in your agency or organization. At Impact Bank, we offer a program for senior leadership teams, including boards and their senior managers, because to leverage the opportunity provided by diversity requires committed leadership from the top. As I've said, my goal is to shift your thinking, and today we're touching on the interpersonal aspects, but again, maybe not in the way you may think. A lot of employers prefer to hire people who look like them and believe what they believe, see the world as they do, and so on and so on. Not only is that not where the opportunities are, it's not always possible. Let's look at our story again to look at the impact on interpersonal relationships and the performance of any agency or organization. If you haven't listened to episodes 35 and 36, you may want to do that to really fully appreciate this episode. You'll remember my client Don, the CA who left a partnership in one of the big firms to find his purpose exclusively serving nonprofit agencies. In episode 35, you'll remember he was ready to fire Alice 2 months after hiring her because she applied his clear direction and annoyed a client. Don jumped to the conclusion that this was because she was a typical millennial who was self-serving and lacked any reasonable work ethic. When he recognized his contribution to the problem before reprimanding Alice or firing her, he was able to see not only the pattern that he'd established with former new hires, but it became clear what he had to do. Don sat down with Alice, and rather than blaming her for the angry phone call he'd received from the ED, he acknowledged not only how he had been unclear in setting expectations, but how that had led to her behavior with the client. He asked her to share how that exchange with the ED had felt from her perspective. He was actually quite surprised and even delighted to hear she had felt very uncomfortable, but had wanted to honor his expectations. Don owned up to his mistake, and the conversation broadened into a deeper discussion about the need to build respectful and mutual client relationships. They talked about how to leverage those into increased efficiencies, both for the firm and the clients they serve. 1 week after this conversation, Don found himself asking Alice to help him onboard all future associates, and he invited her to set aside some time to bring in new clients. I can't yet report what will come from this because it's so new, but not only is Don confident he has a trusted associate who is completely aligned with his values, but he also reported to me that she has articulated a few very creative strategies to improve client service levels as a result of her strong technical proficiency. Don is relieved that he didn't fire Alice. He has also come to recognize the value of surrounding himself with people who do not see the world the same way he does. Those who have different skill sets and who can bring a different perspective will help him keep the service they deliver fresh and relevant. As leaders, the buck stops with us. Self-mastery begins with awareness, which comes when we are willing and able to acknowledge our own self-limitations. These limitations are often most evident when we look at our interpersonal relationships. So today, I invite you to look at your relationships and the relationships within your organization or workplace. Is there someone like Alice on your team? Have you been looking for a way to fire her? How might you look at it differently? Moving backward from the outcomes, look at her behaviors and be careful not to focus on your judgments or conclusions, but rather look for the SOBs as we discussed in episode 35, and then be honest with yourself about the limiting beliefs that may be revealed as we discussed in episode 36. Conclusions and judgments are easy. Actionable observations require leadership, and the biggest reward in leadership is when you are able to bring out the best in your people and together accomplish results that far exceed what you thought possible. Next time, we begin a new series digging into bias. Are your biases showing, and what can you learn from them? Don't miss it. I'm Rox Bartel. Make it a kick-ass week.